This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. We're going to pick up with Scott Tong now and the second of his two stories on fracking, the technology behind the oil and natural gas boom we are having in this country. Technology is not a word often associated with heavy industrial processes like drilling, but that's exactly what fracking was, a technological innovation. And when you innovate like that, the law says you get to keep some of the key details secret, like in fracking, the chemicals that are used to get the oil and gas out of the rocks. Now, though, some EPA documents suggest that that secrecy comes at a cost to human health. Here's Scott.
A huge breakthrough in modern fracking came in 1997, courtesy of a stubborn Texan named George Mitchell. After 17 years of trial and error, he and his team stirred up a secret recipe of water and chemicals and sand, shot it down a well, and lots of natural gas came back up. Mitchell is now dead, but his colleague Kent Bowker remembers cracking the code.
And Mr. Mitchell got this big smile on his face. He leans forward and he looks at all of us. This is huge. This is the biggest thing that's ever happened to this company. It's also the biggest secret. No one can talk about this.
Secrecy is at the heart of invention and capitalism. And with drilling and fracking, the ingredients of special chemicals are allowed to be kept confidential. That starts as soon as the manufacturers apply for government approval. Newly released documents from the EPA show that. I'm flipping through hundreds of agency papers released under the Freedom of Information Act to the environmental group Partnership for Policy Integrity. They show that chemical makers routinely withheld all kinds of info in their applications for government approval from 2003 to 2014. Molecular structure, product names, what they're used for, who makes them. And the system allows this. In fact, the regulators, they have the confidential info.
EPA knows everything about these chemicals, but they cannot make that information public.
Dusty Horwitt is attorney with the Partnership for Policy Integrity. The documents show that the EPA listed health risks about most of the chemicals it approved. For instance, the risk of poisoning to the brain and lungs and liver.
If EPA's own regulators are finding that there are health concerns about these chemicals, and then they allow them to be used commercially in oil and gas wells, the public has a right to know.
He and more than 100 toxicologists and advocates are sending a letter to the EPA today, asking it to release the details on more than 40 drilling and fracking chemicals, ones that the agency knows are risky, especially to people living near drill sites. In 2014, in southeastern Ohio, an oil well site caught fire. It engulfed 20 trucks and triggered 30 explosions. Black smoke filled the air above Rebecca Bowen's house.
Our throats by then burnt so bad. They told my daughter her esophagus was melted. My husband, after this happened, he was diagnosed with 6 spots in his lungs.
Thousands of gallons of chemicals escaped into a local creek that dumps into the Ohio River, according to a federal investigation. Bowen drives me there.
Possum Creek. That's where all the fish died. They said there were 77,000 fish or something like that that died. There's still people that's up there swimming. And who knows how them chemicals went into the earth.
The well operator later gave out a partial list of the chemicals used, but some the company deemed proprietary and didn't release. That's allowed by state law. So doctors and scientists treating patients like Rebecca Bowen, they don't always know what they've been exposed to. Now, some chemicals are known, like ethylene glycol, which can affect the kidneys and the lungs. Others are surprises, says David Brown. He's a toxicologist with the Southwest Pennsylvania Environmental Health Project, about an hour east of here.
We've learned that there are chemicals there that we never even expected them to be there. Had we known that, it would have been possible to organize a more systematic approach to protecting and determining the safety of people that are living near the gas drilling.
In a case of potential exposure, he doesn't know what to look for or what to test for.
My alternative has been, think of everything. It's very expensive to ask questions that didn't need to be asked.
For instance, blindly running a host of lab tests. And the industry maintains the risk of drilling and fracking pollution is negligible. That's been proven by multiple studies, according to Jack Girard, president and CEO of the American Petroleum Institute. Here he is in a speech to his group last year.
Yes, the science should be settled on that, but there are some who aren't content to have the science settled on it because they have agendas and are advocating for their particular position.
Oil and gas groups say that chemicals do get reported to a national database, though with exceptions for trade secrets. And in emergencies, they say, all the chemical secrets are available to doctors and first responders. But in the 2014 Ohio fire, the responders weren't given the info for days, says Silverio Caggiano. He's battalion chief of the Youngstown Fire Department and part of a regional hazardous material response team. He spoke by cell phone from the firehouse.
Firefighters, you know, we have this tradition of running in where people are running out. And without the knowledge of what's in there, running in may be turning us into victims as well.
Delay means responders don't know how a mystery chemical might behave as it gets out. Will it float on the water or sink or mix in with the water?
I have no way of containing it. I don't know how to contain it. That's why that information is so critical to first responders within the first 30 minutes of us being able to formulate a game plan, because after 30 minutes, game's over. It's going to do what it's going to do.
Caggiano says oil and gas chemical secrecy is unusual. In every other sector, truck drivers with chemicals carry papers listing the contents. They're called medical safety data sheets.
The driver's MSDS sheets, even if he is not alive, I know where his MSDS sheets are. They're within a foot of his right hand. But, you know, with the fracking industry, whatever they're hauling, there's not going to be one.
Caggiano has signed on to the letter asking the EPA for more disclosure on oil and gas chemicals. We reached out to the EPA for comment and received no response. In Southeast Ohio, I'm Scott Tong for Marketplace.